Okay, good morning. We're starting Shin Chav Chet today. Din Chulah B'Shabbos. Just a quick, review or clarification from yesterday. as far as the back scratching, so someone else also pointed out the back, if it wasn't clear, the back scratching that was done where the Chazal or Gozer, a Kli Miyuchad, was not, that was done to strongly, with the koach, to scrape off the skin, dead cells, or cells, or just the sweat or oil. Just a little back scratching. It's probably not even in the definition of Girud, but whatever, we'll leave that as a question. Also, someone asked about a toothbrush. So, I believe most poskim would not say there's an isser of using the same normal toothbrush that you use all week, that you use for Shabbos, but many do recommend it as a chumrah. Because of, we mentioned possible uvdin dechol, but it's such a nothing activity that's done, all the time by everybody. And Chazal never goes there, so that's the reason. And just to clarify, by thick, regular toothpaste, so there, I know Rav Avad Yosef and Rav Asher Weiss are matir lechatchila, but Rav Moshe and I believe most, at least Ashkenazic poskim, definitely say it's at least a chashash of miruach, and definitely recommend not to use it. Asalvechik was matir too. Okay, good. Okay. Igros Moshe, and to clarify, when you look in the tshuva, he definitely says all liquid soap one should not use. He says the minag, and the minag is, by most poskim, that liquid soap is okay, but he definitely recommends not to, because even the liquid soap, it turns into suds, and it spreads out even thinner, is the way he put it. So, as a chashash, he said, he definitely recommended, has to be, maybe, but if it's like water or shemen, then I think he said it's okay. I don't know. Let's see. But, it's clear from the tshuva, he doesn't mind using the same toothbrush all week, as for Shabbos, because he says you can use it without any toothpaste. It's mentioned, now we're about to start chola and refuah, so it's actually, apropos, but, bar soap. So definitely most poskim say not to use bar soap. We mentioned that. Rav Avadia Yosef clearly writes that Mi'ikar Adin, you see from the Rambam, other Rishonim, that using regular bar soap is probably okay. Again, it's not clear exactly what soap everybody had back then and what bar soap we have now to compare. But he says Mi'ikar Adin is probably okay, but he definitely recommends not to use bar soap. And you should only prepare ahead of time liquid soap. But he, and it's also in Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, point out that when you don't have a choice, let's say you're a doctor or you're dealing with someone, blood or whatever, and there's an issue of germs and health issues, so both say you're allowed to use bar soap, Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa and Yubi Omer. But some say it's better to do it under running water, or in a bowl. Right, so it's at least you don't have nolad issues and it's soft. I didn't see it, but I would like to suggest that also perhaps the best way to do it is to get your hands and the bar wet, a lot of water. All you have to do is hold the bar, touch the bar, and hold the bar, and without any rubbing motion, once you put the bar down, you will probably have ample soap on your hands. Then that would probably be the best option. But anyways, we don't want to make anyone cause any health injuries. Okay. One last thing. As far as nail filing on Shabbos to file your nails or using a pumice stone on your skin, so that is probably would qualify as an Isser, maybe Deraisa, certainly Derabanan, for Gozes, Memachik, and a Kli that's of Uvdin Dechol. So that's, okay, I think that wraps it up from yesterday. And let's start. Aleph. Shin Chav Chet Aleph. Mi Shiesh Lo Mechush Be'alma. Someone just has, a little headache. Doesn't feel so good. Something hurts. But he can walk and function like a healthy person. Asur lo la'asot shum refua. So on this is where Chazal made Igzera Darabanan, not to do any action of refua, preparing the refua, making a given, applying the refua. Even if the non-Jew is going to do everything, he's going to do the refua, whether there's Yisuri Darabanan, Yisuri Daraisa involved, all this is gezira mishum shechikat samanim. It's all because it might lead to tochen, of grinding down medicines. Okay. Okay. So, let's continue. We're going to see. So this is, right, if you're totally healthy and you can function, even though it hurts. But if you cannot function, so then that's, well, I think we're going to address that later on. Mi shiesh la choli shel sakana. If a person has an illness.
You said meichush, I didn't say hurts.
It's the same thing. Meichush and hurts.
This is being kayed leituba.
Yeah, so if it's very painful. So there's minor pain, there's mild pain, moderate pain, you got the whole pain scale 0 to 10, but it's pain. If there's minor pain, that's meichush. If it's a lot of pain, and you can't go play with your friends, you can't go to shul, you want to lie down. So that's for sure, there's no iser gzera of refuah whatsoever. So if there's no gzera, let's say medication, it's all ready for you, for sure it's not a problem, matar lechachila. The question is, now we're going to be learning when you can do an Isur Daraita or an Isur Darabanan or a Mira La'akum. That's going to be the majority of the topic, this siman. Mi shiesh lo choli shel sakana. A person has an illness that a person could die from. It's a sakana, you might die. Pikuach nefesh. Mitzvah lechalel Allah v'dashabbat. Everyone know it's a mitzvah, a big, huge mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah quotes the pasuk and chazal v'chai behem. We're all familiar. Mafil aidei eino yehudi. Sorry, I messed up. Mitzvah lachal avat Shabbat v'hazariz hareze meshubach. So it's a mitzvah, and not only is it a mitzvah, it's a great mitzvah v'hazariz, and the quicker you are, the greater. V'hashoel, and somebody who asks and has to say, I don't know, am I allowed to do it? Is it okay? Should I do it this way? Should I do it that way? Hare ze shofech damim. You are a murderer because you delayed. The person is a bikoach nefesh and you made it take longer. Okay. And you can't even though you assume, oh, for sure he'll live another, if I takes time for another half an hour, I'm sure he's not going to die because of that. He's going to keep living. Still, you call that shofech damim. If you know that you can make him get better, he's in a makom of sakana pikoach nefesh right now, and you can start making him right better, don't ask any questions, make sure you get started. Mishnah Berurah quotes Yerushalmi, it says, the Shulchan Aruch just mentioned Hashoel. So he brings the Yerushalmi, it says, V'hanishal, and the rabbi, another his rabbi, that he would go ask the question, the Yerushalmi calls the rabbi Maguna, because he didn't teach his Talmidim that whenever it's a safek, bikoach nefesh, and it's a serious situation, you quickly go ahead and do whatever you can without asking questions. Gimel. Kol makash al chalal. Any kind of an injury inside the body. Dahainu me'ashinayim ve'lifnim v'shinayim atzmam v'chalal. So anywhere that's inside the mouth, and anywhere in the body, including the teeth, mechalin alei ha'aseh Shabbat. So we're mechal Shabbos, even daraisa for. Okay. V'davka shenitkalkel echad me'avarim ha'panim imachmat maka o bua uchayotze bazeh. Now, obviously, we're talking about where there's an obvious injury, or a serious pain, severe pain, or there's an obvious injury that happened. Or you see like an, or without an actual injury, you see like an abscess. Aval, mechoshim ein nikraim maka. But just having some pain, mild pain, probably moderate pain, that's not what we're calling a maka, that's sakanas nefashos. Just as an aside, most, because we mentioned teeth and I'm a dentist, happens to be nowadays most dental issues Again, I don't want to be too mako, but most dental issues are usually not pikuach nefesh. We all know that. People have pain, and especially if you can start taking antibiotics and painkillers. It depends on the case, obviously. Certainly just by bleeding when you brush and floss, that is certainly, that's called normal. It's not good normal, but that's normal. And that's definitely not what we're talking about. We're talking about with the teeth. It's very severe pain and can't be controlled. And chanichayim is also, what?
A toothache.
So normally a toothache is not, I mean, this mitzias, a normal toothache is usually not pikuach nefesh. Again, it depends how severe the pain is. Depends if there's an abscess. We're not talking about the tiniest bubble on the chanichayim.
Okay, so
you know what? Let's read Dalet. How about that? When you get to Dalet, you'll appreciate a little better. What? Yeah, I know. So finish reading Dalet and then come back to Gimel. A tiniest little bubble on the gum tissue, like really tiny, that's generally not considered pikuach nefesh. But if there's a larger bubble, an abscess, that's okay. Let's move on. Hagah. Oh, okay. No, I'm not bringing diagrams and pictures of, but anyways, I could maybe. Haga, miyo, mi shechoshesh b'shinav, umitzta'er alav har lehotzio. Person has severe pain and wants to have his tooth removed. So then, omer le'enihudi lehotzio. So you should go to a non-Jewish dentist, ideally. That's what the Ramah writes. You'll see the Mishnah Berurah quotes. For example, from the El Yeraba, who says, because it's not a refua yidua. Extracting a tooth is not necessarily a refua. Shlomo Zalman points out, I think I saw Nishmat Avram, he points out that nowadays we know extracting a tooth is definitely a refua yidua. So he says, you can nowadays, if you need a tooth extracted, then you can even have it done by a Jew on Shabbos. I mean, the Maisa, it's usually getting, well, it depends where you live, but... So if it's a case where there's severe uncontrolled pain, so then that would be, or it depends what the case is. Really, it depends what the case is. Okay. And if you have a real doubt, then obviously, pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos, and safek pikuach nefesh is definitely also docha Shabbos without a question.
Extraction is really a refuah. Are you saying that in most cases, when it needs to be extracted, that becomes a pikuach nefesh situation?
No. It depends. Again, each situation is what it is. But extracting a tooth is called a refuah, a proper refuah when it needs to come out. You can have an abscess there underneath the tooth, and it needs to come out. So the dentist takes his x-ray, and the Jewish dentist can take it out when needed. And again, the post can point out, mesayeya ein bo mamash, it's not a problem to open up your mouth or lean your head a little bit, lean back to make it easier for the dentist so you don't kill the dentist's back, making him work upside down. Okay, Dalet. Makasho chalal ein atzricha omer. Now, if you have a makasho chalal, right, so an inner injury, you don't need to do a serious evaluation at first glance. Shafilo ein sham bakim v'chole eino omer klum. Even if you don't have any experts to tell you, and the patient, the ill person doesn't know. Osim lo kol sheregilim la'asot lo b'chol. So you treat him exactly like you would during the week. You give him food, you give him refuah, you could bathe him, whatever is normal, whatever is appropriate to be helpful, that's what we must do. Okay? Aval, kishiyodim umakirim ve'oto choli, shemamtim ve'ein tsarich chilo. But if we know 100% that it's not pikuach nefesh, or there's no urgency whatsoever to deal with it, and waiting will not make any difference whatsoever. Asur lechalel, this is referring to a malacha daraisa, that's clear. Asur lechalel alav a malacha daraisa, Alpha Pishihi Makash al Khalal. So you could have a Makash al Khalal, where you should not be doing an Isur Daraita, if you know for sure it's not going to be it's not going to get worse, there's absolutely no need, or if it's not Pikuach Nefesh. One second. There happens to be a machloket. It's perhaps subtle, primarily lemaisa with an isur daraita. If you have a person who is in a state of sheyesh bo sakana, so normally we do chilul Shabbos for him. But if we know for sure that by not doing something for him, let's say maybe bathing, it's not going to make any difference. By not doing it, he's not going to get any worse. And by doing it, it's not going to get any better. So then, that's where it's a machloket that perhaps you should not do an isser deraisa. That's where the Mishnah Berurah, for example, is machmer, not to do an isser deraisa when you know for sure it's a minor little tzarech, and it's not going to get any better by doing it. But if you believe it's going to get better a little faster on Shabbos, so then he says, quotes the Meiri in the end of the Bir Alecha, where he says, yeah, then you should even do an isser deraisa. Okay. Hey, makah she'ena shel chalal nish'alin bebaki u'bachola. If a person has a chalal that's not inside the body, so then you ask an expert, a doctor, or a chola, or the chola himself. Ve'ein machalin alav shabbat ad she'omar echad mehem shu tzarich lechilu. You don't do an esu daraita unless one of them tell you it needs to be done. O she'atzeh eitzel echad mehem. You add the word safek sakanat nefashos. The Mishnah Berurah and others add that you, if they don't know and they're not sure and they say maybe, so then you are mechal Shabbos. Because we're talking about a person who he has a sakana of pikuach nefesh or even safek pikuach nefesh. Okay. Vav. Makash agav hayad vegav haregel. If a person gets like a large cut or injury on the back of his hand or foot, v'chen mishabala aluka, or you swallow a leech, v'chen mishenashachol kelev shote, or a wild dog bites you, or echad mezochalei afar hamemitim, or any kind of, I don't know, a scorpion or snake, something that crawls and it bites that can kill, but it's venom, poisonous, afilu safek, imemit ilav, even if you have a safek and you're not even sure if it could kill it or not, Harehem ke makash al chalal. These are all things that are considered a makash al chalal. Generally, I heard from, again, Rabbi David in Kornfeld, just as an example, if you get a minor little cut or scrape on your skin, when people get that all the time, we do not consider that a pikuach nefesh, but a deep cut, exactly how you define that situation is what it is, but you have to judge it at the spot. But any deep cut is generally considered a pikuach nefesh. Okay, just a normal cut and just a normal little item, and then also we don't, just for the sake of generally speaking, again it depends, this is the Reis Darabanan, generally speaking, just for the sake of cosmetics, usually the rule is we don't do Yisurim, at least not Daraita. Anyway, But for just a little scrape or a little cut, generally is recommended is just put some, let's say you can just place some Neosporin, it's thick, on the skin. Better not to put it on the Band-Aid, and just to put the Band-Aid over it, cover it up, and call it a day. Well, first wash it with water and soap first if you can. Fav.
You have to tape it down.
Tape it down? Wait, what do you mean? Without the tape the Band-Aid down?
Yeah.
Well, how else are you going to put it on? Yeah. Tape the Band-Aid on. Not for today, but there is a question, some Ramachmer, not to tape the Band-Aid to itself because of Topher. Okay, I don't know the lineup, who's Machmer and who's not, but that is definitely something to look into. Zayin. Mechalalin Shabbat al kol maka shena aset machmat barzel v'al shechina ba b'fi tabat. You are mechal Shabbos, again, it's pikuach nefesh, if you get an injury with metal enters the body, the al shechin, and any kind of boils in the anus, the al simta, shvu nikra, plunkras, belaz, the mi sheish bo kadachat cham biyoter, if a person has a severe fever, or im simur, or with some kind of cold, maybe chills. Okay, it's hard, I don't understand exactly the illnesses we're talking about, all of them, but I'll just point out, again, discuss it with your Rav or your doctor. I'll just point out, Rav Ovadia Yosef says that a cham yoter, and again, every case is different, but as a general rule, he writes that a high fever, which is definitely pikoach nefesh, is 104 degrees Fahrenheit or 40 degrees Celsius. Again, depends on everything else. Depends on the age of the person, other health issues. It depends. But just as a general rule, something to think about. And Piskei Tshuvos adds, and if it's below 35 degrees Celsius, that's also, or 95 degrees Fahrenheit, that's also pikoach nefesh. Okay. Let's do chet. Mish achazo dam. A person, Rav Krolnitz in Chut Hashani says that's a high blood pressure. Okay. Makizin oto, again, I don't know how this applies nowadays exactly, but in the Shulchan Aruch, the rule would be, makizin oto afilo holech al raglav v'afilo bayom harishon. So immediately, if a person has an issue with his blood that needs to be dealt with, pikoach nefesh, so you do it immediately. You don't push it off. Even if it started, this is its first day, bayom harishon, today's its first day on Shabbos, you don't say, let's wait till Saturday night, Sunday.
Okay. Was it not situation?
What again?
Was there a situation? Blood?
I don't know exactly. It's a problem with his blood. Let's say it means a high blood pressure.
High blood pressure?
So in those days, I guess they would bloodlet. So the point is, Lamaisa, what it means today is if a person has a situation, I mean, too high blood pressure, I don't know exactly what it is, and if also depends on the person, but whenever it gets where the, you know, you worry the person's going to faint or whatever the numbers are, then right away you take care of it. You don't push it off. You don't say, well, let it keep going up a little bit. You know, you take care of it right away. Because now it's pikoach nefesh. I don't even think, this case, I don't even think it's suffik anymore. But even if it would be just a suffik, pikoach nefesh, exactly. Okay. Yeah, we'll mention that at some point. Tet. Hachoshesh be'enav o be'eno v'yesh bo'tzir. Person has severe pain with his, or pain with his eyes. Okay, how severe? That's a good question. Person has pain in his eyes. And oshahayu shotot mimenu d'maot machmat ha-ke'ev, oshahayu shotet dam, oshahayu rira utachilat uchla perush tachilat choli. So with your eyes, you have, it's dripping with, I don't know, either there's some kind of separation, discharge, pus, or tearing a lot, or blood coming out. So all these issues that are not normal. We're not talking about a tiny little bit of yellow crust that's normal. We're talking about something that's beyond what's normal. Mechalin alav et hashabbat. We mechal Shabbos for it. Chazal say that the heart and the eyes are connected. And that, and the eyes have a din of a makah shel chalal, but inside the body, and therefore we're machal Shabbos for that as well. Yud, kol choli sheharofim omrim shu sakana. Whenever the doctors say that this is sakana, alfa pi shehu al habasar michutz mechalin alav et haShabbat. So it doesn't matter if it's outside or inside. If the doctors say this case is pikuach nefesh, so it's pikuach nefesh, right? Cellulitis is pikuach nefesh. Ve'im rofei echad omer tzarich, ve'rofei echad omer eino tzarich mechalalim. But, and if one doctor says, no, you gotta take care of it, the other one says, nah, don't worry about it. So then, mechalalim. Ve'yir mechal Shabbos. Because, even if you don't know, we say, safek pikuach nefesh. Okay, at least, that makes it really clear. Because if it's a safek, okay, definitely mechalal. V'yesh mi she'omer she'ein tzarich mumcha, and some say, and that is the halacha, that you don't even need a proper mumcha, a proper doctor. The kol b'nei adam chashuvim mumchim ksas, because we're all, you know, as long as a person, you know, is a bardas and he knows, he looked it up, or he has some experience, is able to have an opinion. And therefore, if he says, no, I know this case, I know for sure is pikuach nefesh, or I know what I'm talking about, it's a definite safek pikuach nefesh, so then you can listen to him, safek nefashos lahaka. And safek nefashos lahaka. Now, the Rama points out, v'yesh omrim, some say, dafka yisraelim. We're only talking about yisraelim, because we believe in Shabbos, and we know that we don't want to be machal Shabbos, and we take it seriously, so therefore you can rely on him. Sometimes you have to be careful with other non-Jews and doctors, because sometimes they're just very quick also, but to be meiko. But, okay. Aval, stam einam yudim she'enam rofim, but stam non-Jews that are not doctors, lo machaskinu natam kibikim. So that's what the Rama says. If they're non-Jews, and especially non-doctors, so then we can't rely on them. So this case is a person is being told to be machal Shabbos. So obviously, if the person's life's in danger, you can help him. What does the Rama say in Ein Machalim? Because you know at the end of the day, the Jew is going to give in. You're assuming the Jew is not going to give up his life. He's going to give in and do the Avera. He's going to be machal Shabbos or whatever it is. So there's no point for you to also be Mechal Shabbos to avoid him being Mechal Shabbos. I hope that makes sense. You don't have to, better let someone else be Mechal Shabbos than you be Mechal Shabbos. But obviously if there's a real case of Bikoach Nefesh, of course you're Mechal Shabbos to take care of him. Okay. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop. Yeah.